the world you are living in is expressing a time of great fear in many places. And we may have noted this for you before, but two things are magnetic. One is fear and one is love. And so this is the time to become what it is you want to magnetize, to become what it is that you want to put into the world. Some of the challenges with this have been that we are very self-judgmental when we are not always, the happy, positive people we believe we are supposed to be. But we would like to talk to you about an understanding that is important. You are multidimensional. We are sure you know that. But there's also multidimensionality in the emotional arena of your life. And what does that mean? It means that you can be experiencing something negative or something that's perhaps darker than you want it to be. And that is going on emotionally. And you can still move to a higher place, to a better place in your interactions with yourself and with the world. And so rather than looking at this part of you and saying, how will I ever heal? How will I ever be what I want to be? Understand this is just a segment of your emotional circle. And we all experience these things because we are human. But we must not allow ourselves to judge ourselves for the time we spend in that emotional space. Sometimes we do not even approve of it. It is like, I'm feeling this and I do not approve of it. And what we say to you is, fine, do not approve of it. But please do not judge it. And do not judge you for being in it. And while that is going on, because some of those things have to work themselves through, some of the negative things have to work themselves through, and they will as you continue to walk. But you do not want to make a negative moment something that defines you, something that says this is all of who you are, and you will never be any better because you feel this way. Our capacity for feeling different things is almost frightening. And so when we find one of those places, we want to say, yes, this is what I feel, and I'm going to keep walking, and I'm going to keep moving it through, and that's what I'm going to do. In the meantime, I am also going to feel other things. You see, very often you are not told that you are able to do that, but you are. You can have this corner that you are working through, and you can also turn your energy into a place of sharing light, in a place of looking for the light in the world you're walking in, for finding the light in your walk. And these two things can be going on at the same time. The beauty of turning your attention to the light is in doing that, you will help the darkness to move out more quickly. If you stop and focus on the darkness, and heaven forbid if you decide to define yourself by it, that is going to be with you a long time. So we as humans, we have enormous powers and enormous powers of feeling. And we want to allow the light to be with us, even if we are working through shadows. Shadows do not define you. Interestingly enough, the choice of light absolutely does define you. It is the thing that You choose even when other things are going on, and your choice of that light says that that is who you are. You are someone who has a bright spirit, a bright soul, and you are choosing the things that support that. So this is simply a reminder of, this would fall under the pamphlet titled, How to Be Human. And how to be human is to allow yourself to understand all of how it is to be human. Now, when you look at why you might be tempted to define yourself by something that is more shadow than light, it is because of perfection. That whole idea, apparently the perfect woman never has a bad day. How interesting that would be, but of course that does not occur on this planet. So when that is what we are dealing with, we want to have compassion and understanding for ourselves when there is a bad day. And we also want to exercise that other part of ourselves that knows how to connect, that knows how to be of service, that knows how to do the things that bring the light into your own body, into your own emotions, into the way you feel. Because the shadow will move away, but not if you give it power it should not have. So when you put down the patriarchal idea of perfection, which is what we hope we are doing every week with you, then you have a chance to bring light to the rest of your life. No one wants to feel bad. That is on earth, no. You do not want to feel bad, but you all know that there are, we're going to use this overused word, we hope you will excuse us, but there are triggers, and you all know about them, and you all encounter them, and they can hit you at any time, in any situation. Not one bit of judgment should ever be applied to you when that happens. It should be understood that on the earth and in the healing process, that is part of what we are doing. The trigger will bring up the shadow. We will not judge ourselves because we have a shadow. We will simply say, okay, I acknowledge it and I will be working it through, but my attention is going over to the light. What can I do now? What service can I do? What kindness can I do? What can I do to bring more light into my body? Because that will help this shadow move through. We have still we see women fighting this because they have a difficult time giving up that idea of perfection. And the sad part is that we hope you understand this, but if you judge yourself for something that is a part of the human condition, if you judge it, then you will hold it. And that will make it very difficult for it to move through. And moving through is the natural way of healing. And that movement will be quicker the more light you are able to hold within yourself, within your life. It is, there is a beautiful practice here, and that is the way to be a good friend. We know that you all respond to people you care about when they are having a bad day. Now, take that same skill and apply it to yourself. Say to yourself, this is a hard feeling. I do not like this feeling. I do not like my responses. I am acknowledging that. But I am on my own side. And I have had these feelings before and moved them out. That is what I will be doing this time as well. And while I am doing it, I will be empathetic with myself, understanding of myself, and kind to myself. Loving kindness when you are in a time when you may not even approve of what you are feeling and thinking. There is a place where if you can learn loving kindness there, you are on your way to spiritual mastery. When you find yourself in this place, and we all will from time to time, see how far you can move loving kindness into the way that you are feeling, in the way that you are reacting. And you will find that you can do so much more for yourself than you ever thought you could. We will mention one more thing only because we know it comes up in your thought form so much. Having a bad feeling, having a bad day, having a hard reaction is not a gauge of how healed you are. Not a gauge of how healed you are. Once again, when you see how the perfectionism jumps in and that voice we all dread so, if you are so healed, why do you feel this way? Why did you react this way? No, we cannot do that. That is the place for loving kindness. Your healing is apparent in so many places in your life, and we want to be sure that we pay close attention to that. Some things, many things in your life are better because you have made them better. And that is a measure of your healing. So we want to remember this, and we also want to be very complimentary of ourselves for how we are working with this, and how we do not turn on ourselves, and how we do not let the old echoes of perfection tell us where we actually are in our lives. That is information that is in our hearts when we are connected to the universe. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Feel a warm rain begin to fall. And as you breathe deeply and easily, let that rain wash away the world. Anything that might have caught in your field that you don't wish to carry forward, give it to the rain, that warm, strong rain. Let it wash away. Open the crown and feel the golden light of the universe begin to pour into your body. Let it open your crown to receive love and support and caring. Let it open your third eye so it's bright and clear and strong. Feel the flow of that light into your throat, so that only the communication that respects and honors comes into your life from you. Feel the flow of light into your heart and let that light nurture your garden. Feel the flow of light into your solar plexus and feel the golden light displacing any of the emotions you do not wish to carry forward. Feel the golden light flow down into the second center and begin to remove the shame and the judgment that might have caught in your body. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into your root. And let that golden light begin to form the energies and the patterns that you need to create your full, whole, vibrant life, the one that you're taking forward with you in the world. Move your attention into your heart center. See the beautiful garden that you've created. See what is growing and alive and strong. And go to the place where water flows. And drink the water to refresh your spirit, your energy, all that you are. Now see that you are looking at a path in your heart center, a path that moves you upward. Follow the light. Step onto the path and let the path take you upward. Know that the air you breathe is full of blessing and healing and love and support. And allow all of that in. And move upward on the path until you come to the place of light gathering. And find that you're holding a basket, and all around you, the air is full of light. And using your hands, begin to gather the light and put it in the basket. Now send a thought out that brings light to you. Use the thought, I am love, and see how the light crowds into the basket you're holding. And see how full and rich it is to call light, to hold light. To find the thought that gathers light. And go to the path again and move upward. And come to the place of embrace. And let yourself be embraced by the love of the universe. Feel it all around you. Feel it in you. Feel it in your thoughts and your breath. Lean against it and know that it holds for you. Know that where you are embraced, you are loved. Move to the path again and come to the place of the gift. Resting the mind, know the gift. When you've known your gift, turn and begin to come back down the path again. Breathe in all the blessings that fill the air on this path. Feel the beauty of the path come into your body. Come into your heart center. Begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.